And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Earlier this year, in response to complaints by veteran government watchdog Bob Hall, the General Assembly's Ethics Committee and the State Board of Elections issued rulings disapproving of State Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger's scheme to collect daily per diem reimbursements even as his Raleigh townhouse was being paid for out of campaign funds. Under the rulings, lawmakers may no longer collect per diems when their expenses are being covered by another source, or, as Berger was also doing, use campaign funds to buy real property. Unfortunately, it appears not everyone in the legislature was paying attention. Last week, Hall filed two new complaints against State Representatives Josh Dobson and John Torbett for pursuing similar schemes. Over the years, both men have pocketed tens of thousands of dollars in per diems for expenses covered by their campaigns. What's more, both continued to double-dip, even after the Ethics Committee ruled against Berger earlier this year. This ripoff needs to stop now, and Dobson, who's running for Labor Commissioner, Torbett, and Berger should pay back the taxpayer money they've wrongfully pocketed. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.